I've been in the danger zone.
He got a bicycle.
Minus 5 stars.
That is Mongo.
Huh?
Jeff, I'm five. We got a bazooka.
Jeff Harvey.
How much is the Skyway?
Play.
We'll play 21.
Fucking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow assholes of all ages. It is Friday night. Give me a hell yeah if you can actually hear me. I just got disconnected. Somebody booted my ass from the studio. So am I coming on? Thank you, Tank. Greatly appreciated. It is your one, the only co-host, host, realm, live from the B2B studio. 10 p.m. Eastern, fuck Eastern, it's Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock. Hope everybody had a hell of a good week in WU. As always, of course I do. Raising hell, causing shit, pissing all you polite, nice people off. Yes, I called everybody nice tonight. I was polite. I'm not going to be my usual, dickhead self tonight, for the most part. Because, as you guys know, we're going to have a nice, calm show, a peaceful show, almost check out your feminine side without going to your feminine side, because I don't want to see anybody touching their feminine side that is not female or transgender, however it works here in WU. So, we got a whole bunch of people in the studio, in chat. We got a couple people on hold. Susie will be along in a little while. She's just having some, you know, arrow issues, soccer balls, the usual yada, yada, yada. But she is supposed to be joining me. If she does, great. I'd love to have the lovely lady sitting beside me. Yeah, I said lovely and Susie in the same sentence. Not sure if I mean it, but yeah, Shifty, I know you're tired. Candy keeps you up all night. But that's why you have the hobo, Shifty. So what the hell, I'm going to bring on the first caller right away, and we can get right into this fine show on this rainy, hailing evening up here in the boonies.
You're up in the boonies and in the city.
How is it going, Tanky?
Oh, it's going. We just had a nice thunderstorm. It thundered loud enough to set off car alarms. It was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yeah. My manager's still hiding underneath the bed, but yeah, that's all good.
I'm glad we sent all that shit down east to you guys, because I am sick of the frickin' rain. I've had enough.
Where
my
relatives
go inside out, tell me they want a day off.
It's time. Ah. Yeah, I got my duckies on, actually.
So. Excellent.
Yeah.
Your week was well, Tank?
Yeah, my week was all right. My week was okay.
Anything exciting? Was chatting about?
Same old fucking drama, as usual.
Okay, close the door. There is no drama in serenity.
Okay.
Find your inner Kwan, inner peace, your inner Zen.
I gotta take a couple of chokes for that.
Let's
get right on that.
The CH? I'm just clarifying.
Talk. Couple
I just
talks.
Making sure it wasn't choking with the drama, you know, so I had to make sure.
You only choke on good weed. Don't choke on the drama.
Oh, damn. This is going to be interesting. I'm sitting here without headphones tonight, so if you hear comic relief in the background in the studio, we get ourselves really trying hard to watch what I say.
Thanks for the rainbow squishy, boss.
So I won't be dropping the F-bomb too much. Boss, what are you sucking up to already?
No, Shifty gave me a midnight hobo rainbow squishy. It's nummy. It's good.
Oh,
every layer tastes different. Every layer tastes different.
Excellent. Oh, shit. Should I bring on Sean? I'm trying to think if I want him on. I'm not sure how much serenity Sean has in himself.
Come on, Sean, get on here and give us a knip shit.
No knip shit yet. Just a later. Right now we're in serenity. We've all had a bunch of nice hobo. We've all had a bunch of tanks.
Yeah, tank topes.
And we're going to start off nice, simple, and chilled. If it'll let me unmute this fellow. Good evening, Mr. Sean.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me mute SmackDown here. I had that on in the background. Ladies and gentlemen, as some of you know, PWR Slam started almost a year ago. We are about a month away from our one-year anniversary.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have been asked to make the announcement on behalf of everybody at PWR Slam. Our one-year anniversary spectacular will be Wednesday night, October 1st, right back here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. And it's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a really, really good one. And I'm gonna announce it in just 1 second. I'm pulling something.
Hurry up!
Tank Serenity.
Gentlemen, October 1st, one half of the greatest tag team to ever roam the earth, Road Warrior Animal, will be on PWR Slam.
Sorry, that isn't like the biggest news ever.
Damn.
This is bigger than Jumping Jim Brunzel, and I've known since last night, and I had to be quiet.
Tank, did you just seriously get wet?
Ladies
kind
and
of sort of man.
To remember his partner who died the 19th of October, also on the 1st of October, we will be doing a tribute to Michael Hawk Hegstrom.
Sweet.
So, and that's not all of it. There's going to be more to come. I'm working on securing a female. And if all goes well, I've got to talk to Susie on this, but if all goes well, our anniversary will be a four-hour special.
We're going to hear from Sean for 4 hours straight?
Well, it'd be better than hearing from Steve. Oh,
yeah.
I think we can handle that, Sean.
I mean, I got to meet the Road Warriors before Hawk passed away, so this is a sweet moment for me. We've had a lot of great guests on, and we've got a lot of great guests still coming, but this is probably one of the biggest ones that we've landed, other than landing everybody that we landed for the roast with Kenny Bowen. Like, everybody, so it's going to be great. Shifty, if you're still in the chat and hear my voice, you're not going to want to miss it. We will be taking calls. It's going to be, I can't even believe it, 1 year, guys. We didn't even think we would make it 6 months. And here we are, 1 month away from the one-year anniversary.
Well, well done, son.
And this Wednesday on PWR Slam, he is none other than the shit, Rosie.
Right on. Rosie as in, oh yeah, superhero in training.
Yes. 3 minute warning, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minute warning. For those of you who remember when Eric Bischoff was still running Raw.
I'm new here. What the hell is a 3 minute warning?
3 minute warning was a stable that Rosie was a part of. And what Eric Bischoff would do is he'd come out and you've got 3 minutes, and then they'd show up and beat the shit out of the guy.
Sick.
Oh, yes.
Him and Umaga, before Umaga became Umaga and Umaga passed away.
Gotcha.
And I want to let everyone know, Rosie is the brother of Roman Reigns.
Huh. That's kind of cool in a small world.
Yes, it is. So, I'm going to sit back and put in my input when needed, but Realm, this is your show, so I'm going to let you take it over. I just wanted to get the major announcement out of the way.
Oh, I just figured I'd let you trip that one out. So I know you've been dying to get out on air. So, there you have it, folks. Sean Serenity is the Road Warriors.
Sick-ass news.
And I do want to let everybody know that we are working to pull some strings to get the manager of the Road Warriors, Paul Ellering, to call in that night.
Ooh.
Damn.
That'd be really cool, too.
That works for me. I might actually have to start listening to you a bit, Sean.
Just a little bit.
Well, you're lucky you didn't tune in for about the first 20 minutes on Wednesday, because Tanky can tell you, I blew a gasket.
Oh, my God, and he wouldn't listen. I'm telling him to breathe. The guy stopped breathing. His voice kept going higher and higher and higher and faster and louder. It was like, Sean, dude, I'm typing to him, and he's not listening. He's nothing. It's like, dude, it's okay.
See, I should have told about Serenity earlier in the week, I guess.
Serenity. Yeah. Serenity? Is that a new kind of pot?
It could be, depending on what band you're listening to, where you're holidaying, what you're growing in your own garden.
Okay.
So, yes, a bit of everything I would say to that one, Tank, I would have to say.
Cool.
So, Tanky, how would you describe Serenity? Your interpretation, your definition of serenity.
Peacefully stoned, dude.
Well, you gotta get mad. If I get peacefully stoned, I'm beginning the show right now. And two notes. Come on, really, woman.
Well, I was pretty brain dead last night. I thought last night was Friday, and I was asking you where the show was. Oh, yeah, people, go look in the scene. Addie's like, it's Thursday.
Tune in Thursday nights to hear Realm and Susie inside Tank's head, because for some freaking reason, nobody else was hearing the inner voices of Realm and Susie but Tank last night.
That's it, man. That's it.
How'd the show go for you last night, Tank, by the way?
Yeah, well, Susie was all fucked on painkillers, and you were taking helium, and yeah, it was cool.
Wow.
Fuck off.
So, other than being your stoner self, Tank, which, probably almost all you are, just saying. where are you most at peace in WU?
Where am I most at peace in WU? Well, I'd have to say my two havens, well, three havens at the moment are RAWF, Sacrifice, and Graveyard.
So,
We
could safely call companies your quiet spot, your safe spot, your your inner toke, as we shall say.
Yeah, or inside Delilah. I like to go to out with Delilah and go to the junkyard and blow shit up. That's always fun.
Sean, I know you're not directly in WU per se, but what would your definition of serenity be in the realm of wrestling?
You know, for me, because I'm not an active wrestler.
Are you in the shower?
No.
Okay.
For me, it would be probably announcing. I could really, you know, that for me was, it was really special. And then when I started booking, that became my serenity, because I got to live out my vision of what I thought a company should be run like. You know, instead of having to listen to all these people and, oh, well, you know, we're going to run like this. I got to do it my own way, and I got to learn. So it was my serenity, I guess you could say, has always been the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
I studied in school, and wrestling is what I turned to. I mean, it's just the way it was.
Yeah, mine was more karaoke and weed. And Saturday wrestling, of course.
Okay.
What?
Is there a weed bar and a karaoke bar in WU?
There used to be.
Is there currently?
Oh, not that I can think of. Inception had a hash bar for me at his bar.
I would say shush, but I'm going to have too much fun with you tonight to say shush.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, man. Oh, God.
So what would you constitute your serenity, your best work, Tank? We got your home.
Oh.
What is your best work?
My best work, honey, my best work has got to be First Blood matches. I absolutely love them. I love my hardcore. I love my stip matches, but give me a First Blood match. I'll fuck you up.
So you're most at peace when you're bleeding.
Yeah, well, I'm making somebody else wear a fucking crimson mask. Damn straight. Why not?
Huh.
I thought you were going to say when you were on your period.
When I do my what? I missed that.
I wasn't touching that one tonight. I was leaving that one.
I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him.
I thought you were going to say when you were having your period.
You're a fucking ass. That's when I'm at my most furious. Next, this is not talking about. Shut up. Yeah. You guys are just wrong.
I didn't say it tonight. I was behaving. Yeah. So can't blame me for that one. So making someone bleed just makes you at inner peace. Just makes you complete. Is that what I kind of understand from either Tanky?
Yeah.
That was actually one of the favorite matches that I ever did. I did a 6-man tag, and I wasn't even booked on the show to wrestle. I was booked to come and announce, and they're like, I do my little spot at the beginning of the show, and they're like, oh yeah, we're throwing you in the 6-man tag. I was like, is that the one that's hardcore? Yeah, fuck me. And I said, I tell you what, like, my friends that went with me and my roommate that I was living with, he was a wedding photographer, he took a picture and I still got it. And you can just see an evil gleam in my eye that says that I enjoy the ever-loving piss out of it. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I tell you what, though, I never want to experience barbed wire again.
Oh.
That stuff left
me. Oh, God. I totally hear you. I remember running through a field as a kid, and I caught my inner thigh on some barbed wire. That fucking hurt. Oh, my God. That's killer. Ah. I still got the fucking scar, motherfucker.
Oh, don't make me say muffin already.
Muffin.
Too early for me to say that shit. Because
yeah.
Then I'll take heat for it all frickin' night long. And in case all you other nice, polite, serenity-filled, sincere individuals in my chat want to call in, come smoke a joint with Tank. Check out the Serenity NWU. Here's that little blue button. Hit it. Call in. It's free. Or 646-478-0073. There, I just did my Susie impersonation without getting shot at gas. So your best work, Sean, I understand you're not announcing stuff like that, but what in your wrestling world would be considered your definition of best work, whether it's a match or a particular storyline without not getting too involved with, you know, bringing up Hulk Hogan and that type shit, but what's your best, let's go match-wise.
The best match that I think I had, I worked a woman when I was 16. My mom and stepdad attended the show, and
that's cool.
I wasn't even supposed to wrestle because it was at a bar, and I was 16, so they didn't want to let me wrestle, and they're like, well, the kid's, like, selling a shit ton of tickets. So we gotta let him wrestle. And, man, somebody's got background noise like a mofo, and
Not I.
There you go. Realm, whatever you did, it fixed it.
What did I fix? What?
I don't know what you did, but it fixed it. All that wind went away. But she came down and she worked with me like 3 hours before the show, so we had that match playing from start to finish, and it was probably one of the best matches that I've ever had. She handed my ass to me, but she made me look like gold.
Oh, shower? What? Sorry. I was ignoring you for a second there.
Damn.
My bad.
It's all good, motherfucker.
Well, if I got to answer that serenity question, I don't know why I picked up a word that I have trouble saying when I'm sober. I'm just going to have to say what brings me serenity in WU is... Am I echoing, or is that just me? Tank, am I echoing?
No, you're good.
Okay. I'd have to say my serenity is just being a pain in everybody's ass other than judgments. Because judgment would enjoy that pain too much, too pleasurably. So that's where I find my serenity. Getting up in people's faces, ticking them right the hell off, and not letting go. Hence my good buddy in chat, Lord Amadeus, can attest to that. I'm a little bit of a pain in the ass.
But I'm
at peace when I'm doing it. I find enjoyment. It's like blissful. It's just like Tank taking a long inhale. And the other stuff I can't say just because I got to watch my P's and Q's.
No, oh, fuck.
Marijuana,
yeah.
Marijuana, everybody's coming to smoke me.
Oh, no, no. I'm a good boy. Just because I got clown makeup, red hair, doesn't mean I smoke dope. Tank knows that. Come on.
What the hell did Shifty do? Turn you into his mini-me? I thought we already had Drifty.
Mini-me, does that mean I have to go near or stay away from candy? Just to clarify that ahead of time. Because that wouldn't be serenity. I put it politely. I put it sincerely. That would not be considered serenity for myself.
Serenity. Oh, my God. You start saying the serenity prayer, I swear.
Oh, no. I was thinking the Godsmack song. That's where I got it from today, as I was listening to tunes. I was slipping through the alphabet, picking topics, and heck, serenity sounded like a politically correct word. So, Tanky dear, on the feed. I know the feed is such a taboo, boring, ugly sort of word, but, you know, I've been having some fun lately out there. How many people do you think find serenity on the feed, Tank?
How many are finding serenity on the feed? Well, the feed is a bunch of fucking bullshit, so I really don't feel many are finding serenity at all.
See, I'd have to disagree with you on that. All these loudmouth blowholes that, you know, don't really have too much to do or a life or a wrestling career. The way that feed's hopping and popping, even though it's a lot of garbly gook, some of these crazy, mentally screwed up, challenged people that call themselves wrestler, I'd have to say they find some serenity on the feed. Like, if I have to click there, even though I don't want to, so try not to multitask, just because I'm a guy and I'll end up hanging up on my own show, and I don't want to do that because somebody will have to come in and save my ass. I want that already. So I'll go to this feed for you. But I'm just going to pull some random names of Yahoo's, whatnots, never was's. First person on the feed that I pull up was Tank.
Are you for fucking real? I don't see me on the feed.
My screen didn't refresh, so you were the first one.
Oh, okay.
You got to love the feed. So let's see. Let's scroll down to some lovely people. We got this Alex Blake guy that happened to be posting in LA's company. See him? I don't really think he has any serenity in his life whatsoever. He's just a very unhappy, crotchety, old fucktard that will never be serenity. You got this Velvet Tracy. type lady that, oh, I can't even remember her company, and I'm in it, and I'll probably get slapped from
Jesus.
As a guest.
You're a dang. Can't even remember.
I'm not in Serenity and all my companies tank like you. You got your three faces. Companies aren't where I'm finding Serenity.
Oh. I just joined a really cool company, too. The owner is War Doggy. You got to go over and get in there. It's Balls to the Wall Wrestling.
Balls to the Wall.
Balls to the Wall. I'll go get you.
Ask what the name is in that company?
It's not all... No, nah, come on, man. It's not like that.
Come on, Tank. I wanted you to answer that one.
Yeah.
I think it's
a relatively new company, and I'm even newer to the company. So.
Gotcha. Oh.
So yeah, I'll get the link for you.
No, don't do that. I'm crashing everything as it is.
All right, well, you don't have to fucking look.
Okay, Sean, buddy, pal. From the amount of time I hear you on the airwaves, whether it's on W shows, your own show, it almost seems you're. That's what I'm going to use. Surreal is not a good word, but that's the only big word I got in my head because I don't have my dictionary in front of me. You seem to be quite at home at peace when you're out here talking with the local riff-raff like myself and Tank. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds to your day, makes you feel special, hearing your voice on radio.
It makes me feel special, and it makes me feel like the superstar that I know I am. There was my heel promo for the night.
So, being a fellow asshole, you're fairly serenity. Can't even think of a word. That brings you serenity, being an asshole, being cocky, being arrogant.
Yes, because, if you can't go, and people used to get really pissed when I would tell a wrestler this. I said, if you can't go out there and make the fans hate you, and scream at you, and cry, and threaten you, you're not doing your damn job.
You're not doing your job.
If you go out there, and they're cheering you, you're not a good heel.
I would have to agree with you. But then again, there's, yeah.
He's not even your boss, and you're agreeing with him, Tank. Damn.
He's right, though. Like, and also, if you have to tell people you're a heel, honey, you ain't a heel.
So, some of us do find serenity in being a heel.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking in chat here. I'm trying to pick on Kelly. Let's pick on Kelly.
Oh, Jesus. Poor Kels.
I think she finds serenity in riding me like a fucking rented mule. Without a doubt. She loves riding me. The more I chirp, the more serenity Kelly has telling me off.
Jesus.
Yep, hear that going. You got your little son out there, Tank. See, I think he finds serenity.
Look, he's got my daughter jumping up and down now, too.
He's just got serenity in his giggles. The Riddler wannabe of the WU region. Got Leia. Whoops, I almost screwed that up.
Leia, say it right, Leia.
She's just damn quiet. Lincoln's got to come out of his shell, open up his pie hole, and express himself to find his inner serenity. Maddie. See, our English tart, I'm not going to pick on her too much because I'll get told to fuck right off.
Oh, you're damn right.
English sort of way. See, she just finds antagonizing me and then running that lovely stable of hers that, is going to have better success now that I took my sorry ass out of it. So, we won't pick on Maddie. Satan's angel.
Okay, Link wants to repeat what you said about him. He missed it.
Oh, shit. Can I go back to the replay already? I'll write this shit down as I'm blabbing it.
Oh,
on.
Man.
So, I said Lincoln's got to come out of his quiet little shell and express himself, show his inner serenity, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whatever you got, Lincoln, you got to bring it to the table. Since you're kind of a discussion of topic around B2B.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Oh.
Yeah, Maddie, I heard the old man replaced me, but that's fine. I felt sorry for the guy because he had to close his stable down because it sucked and it wasn't very serenity in eternity. So if you wanted to give the old man a shot, by all means, he can have my spot. So that's okay, Maddie. And what was that, Kank? Sorry, I missed it. I interrupted you.
Kelly says Rome has serenity in primping his hair plugs. War Dog, are you really Link's inner serenity? Aw, I'm all fin.
What? You guys are having inner serenity and it's not freaking Judge? Wow. Really, guys? Come on. That's just brutal. Brutal. We got Mr. Psychotic Axe, who I'm not sure if has learned anything over the test of time since he's been around. I know, Ripper, I know, but once in a while I have to pop him in because I don't know a good lesbian joke, I don't know a good dinosaur joke, and your mama jokes are just way too bad unless your mama's hot. So I'm trying to expand myself. If you can bring me a joke a day, Lincoln, hey, more power to you. I'll steal your lines like I do Tank's, and we can get on with our Serenity Day. As long as I'm laughing my ass off, entertaining the world. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. If I'm lame, come on, Johnny. I don't know if you can tonight, but you can call in to tell me how lame I am to see how the serenity of Realm affects the serenity of Johnny. Just saying, John. What else we got hiding out there? Beast, the quiet fella. I haven't seen him around much lately. I'm hoping he's back a bit more. Unfortunately, I let my company...
Okay.
What?
Okay, War Dog says your serenity is masturbation.
Wow.
He's quiet. Must be.
So, we just found out what the theme of his company is. Gotcha.
I never said that the theme of his company is masturbation. Come on now. Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. Come stroke your pole and flick your bean at... And balls to the wall.
Wrestling Federation, how may I help you? Circle Jerk Wrestling Federation, I'm your heavyweight champion. Thank you very much. Congratulations. I'm glad you got a chance to see me.
Shit.
And you're complaining about me live on air with that going through my chat. Really? Come on. Even I'm being politically correct tonight. It's very unusual. Very unusual. Serenity.
Come flick your bean and stroke your pole. Fuck.
Don't get him backwards or anything. You got Miss Malice up there. Her serenity.
Hey, don't do my fucking job.
Her serenity. No, I'm not going through the list in the sense of telling who the hell she is. I'm going through the serenity. Okay. Making him feel like we actually give a shit. Serenity is the feed. Her serenity is the feed. I can't lie to you with Angel. Yeah, she's at home. She's at peace in her quality, quiet time with nobody listening on the feed. That's Angel.
Yeah.
That's...
No,
as
she hits me in a minute. But... You're going to get slapped and kicked in the nards for that one.
I will just use defense on her, get her to swear at me. She'll forget what day it is and... Yeah, we'll get on.
Wait, that's right. Angel hasn't really been around though that much this week. She's right.
So the feed was quiet then.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it was quiet. I stirred my share of shit this week, so yeah. It doesn't matter what it was. Don't need to bring it up again.
And we got this War Dog guy out chat with this. Ooh, pussy uses defense. A win is a win is a win. Whether it's in WU or in one of Sean's rings over at Power Slam, you win by any means necessary.
Or do I need to come upside the head with a steel chair and teach you what the actual thing is? Because, you know, I could hit you in the head with a steel chair that would have our logo on it that would leave an indentation in your forehead. Then you might remember it. It's PWR Slam. Pro Wrestling Roundtable.
Fucker. I tell you what. Jesus. It's fucked up.
I don't know. It's all good. So, Tank, you're saying this Balls to the Walls company, that's Mr. Wardog A from chat. Am I getting this correct?
Sure, got it, man.
So is Mr. You know Wardog a little bit more than I do. Is he able to call in, or is he a call, just a chat that is not able to call in as a general
well,
thing?
Well, he's called in before.
I'm talking,
hey, Doggy.
I'm talking
what?
Vicariously through you, Tank.
Oh, okay.
He's your little Balls to the Walls toy. So I'm asking vicariously, serenity-sized, however you want to call it, through you. If you can get Doggy to call on in, talk about his balls being to the walls, we might get excited. Just saying.
Could be. See what I can do. Come on, Doggy, call in, honey.
Or Maddie or Angel are the normal lovely voices that happen to grace us with their presence once in a while.
It's always good when Maddie calls.
Anybody with strawberries. I won't ask anybody if they're drunk and passed out or drinking and slurring, right, Angel? It's all about serenity. If you
oh
have
my
to
God.
Eat a strawberry and that's like bliss, that's serenity, so be it. But I'm not going to dwell on it. Okay, Angel, I'll let it go this time. But one of these days. So back to this lovely topic. So let me go back and click a different screen. Slow. If you have a person there, Tanky, NWU, that needs to find their inner serenity, their inner peace, who do you think needs, the one person that needs to find their inner serenity?
Okay, do they have to be in the chat?
No, NWU, doesn't have to be in chat.
One person.
The one person from WU.
Okay. Okay, everybody in the chat, too, they're going to spit on the floor or puke. I think Pyrus needs to find his inner serenity and peace. He's just, yeah, he's always angry and shit.
I guess you could classify that, but in the other sense on serenity and Pyrus, does anybody really, truly give a shit about
care?
Pyrus? Yes. So.
No, man. He could land in the mental ward all time in the room, and honestly, I wouldn't give a shit. Probably kick him in his head.
There you go. So, Tank, somebody of relevance, not just a radio fluffer.
Thanks, Link.
Give me another name.
Well, you'll have to get back to me on that one.
Okay, Mr. Sean.
I'm gonna have to think about that.
In your world of the wrestling biz, who is the biggest, biggest isn't the right word, who is the person that needs the serenity the most that does not have it?
What if they don't want it?
That's not the question, Tank. Did Sean mute himself?
I'm here.
Are you thinking? Okay, got it.
Yeah, I got my wheels spinning now because I mean, I've come in contact with so many wrestlers, whether it be on Facebook, because, I mean, when I first started my company in 2009, I had guys from New York begging me to bring them in. And it's like, guys, I'm not going to pay for your fucking gas to bring you in for New York on an Illinois show. If you're going to be, you know, around the radius of Illinois and like Indiana, Iowa, Wisconsin, even Missouri, then yeah, I might do it. But to have you come all the way from New York to my show, that's not worth it to me. Not
okay,
when I get the guys locally. I think the one that needs the serenity the most, because I think if he were to sober up, I think the fans would look at him in a completely different light, would be the Sandman.
So if he found his inner peace, it would totally, like, send his fans for a loop.
Well, you know, you got to realize you still have those fans that are going to be the drunks, but if he were to actually do that, imagine all the money he's spent on alcohol over the years.
I can't even run up my tab, never mind somebody else's.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, think about it. And the man's been through divorce. I know that ECW did that storyline, but, you know, he's got a kid and all of that. So he's had a lot that he's had to deal with. And I think that, you know, if he were to sober up or even cut back dramatically on the drinking, he would see a change in his life. And that can be said with Sandman and some of these other wrestlers that are out there working the circuit that are addicted to pain pills. You know? The business is rough, and it was rougher back in the day than what it is now. Because the rings weren't as nicely constructed as what they are now.
I can imagine.
They were more like a boxing ring than a wrestling ring. A wrestling ring is supposed to have some give to it. A boxing ring has very little give, if any. You know, they didn't have mats on the outside. They were body slamming each other on concrete, you know, tile floors,
ouch,
wooden floors. Yeah, you do that, you know, night after night, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you're doing it every weekend, sooner or later it's going to catch up with you. And that's why a lot of the wrestlers got hooked on pain pills, because they couldn't manage the pain outside of wrestling.
No.
Because it got to be too much.
Can understand that. I see where that would happen.
Excellent. So I'm not sure who I got queued up, and I'm not sure if this will bite me in the ass.
Oh, well.
So I am going to bring on a caller, and we'll find out if this person has any serenity. Good evening, caller. Hello.
Who that? Who there?
I'm not
caller,
sure.
You're on the air.
Who this gentleman
hello,
are?
Caller.
Listen. Fucking Sean.
I don't know. I was going to guess it was Addy, but I might have the wrong number for Addy.
Mm-hmm. Caller, do you have yourself muted?
Is that you ringing that damn bell?
Jesus.
Oh, really?
No, I've muted myself quite a few times. I'm quite
okay, well, I'll leave the caller on there. If he happens to chirp in, he might be shy. We'll see how it goes. I don't know who the hell you are. I don't want to put
you. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It's War Dog.
Ooh,
hi, doggy.
Mr. Dog.
Bad connection. Bad connection.
Hey, sweetie pie.
What's
How's
up?
Mr.
Oh,
War Dog
the...
doing?
I am doing great.
Excellent. How's your serenity today, sir? Sounds like I've been drinking.
Well,
when I say
just,
that word. I know.
I just smoked a joint, so my serenity's great.
Yeah, man. Every time he says serenity, I think of an NA meeting or something, I swear.
Fuck. I didn't say it
I
was
think
one
it's
of mine.
My... Serenity now!
Fuck. Lord, grant me the serenity to. Yeah.
Serenity? Huh. Say that word five times fast after inhaling. You tell me if it's an easy word to say.
Okay, I will. Next time I smoke, it'll probably be soon. I'll do it for you.
Excellent. So you got a new company out there, War Dog. I'm going to switch topics a little bit since Tanky brought it up. Tell me a little bit about your company.
Well, it's going to be a complete storyline-driven company. We're going to drop the members in situations and see how they react.
So
they're going to write the story themselves.
Cool.
Are
so
give
me an example of a situation.
Well, right now I'm going to pick four guys from the roster, put them in a situation where they're going to be in a tournament for the title. The person who does the best storylining is going to get the number one contendership for the title.
Okay, so they have to do it both in the match and in the scene?
Yes.
Okay.
So they have to talk literally to get noticed, get up there, get all the above, not just win a damn match. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. That's right.
So is there go ahead.
Well, WU's gotten away from that. They've gotten away from you know, when I was here first, back in 2010, it was all about storylining.
Yeah.
And now it's more about trash talk. And half these guys don't even know how to trash talk.
Yeah.
It's not fun anymore.
I totally hear you there. I mean, I remember when I first came in, you know, you had great storyliners like Chris Styles and Acid Rain and a few others like Dutch Blackheart. He was a big storyliner too, you know. And you're right, it has pretty much gone to the wind. The art is gone. The art has died.
Try to bring it back if we can, but I don't know. It really depends.
So then what's your definition of serenity in WU there, Ward? Dog. I'm just calling you a dog. Makes you sound like a pimple on judge's ass. No offense.
Well, speaking of gentlemen, he showed up.
I know.
Well, I would have to say matches. I'm a beast, man. I like kicking ass.
You find your inner peace, your inner calm, your inner... whatever the hell you're touching on your inner, in the ring.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yes, I do.
I'm fine with that. Just keep doing your touching. Just say to that.
I couldn't hear you, man. You cut out.
Oh, just keep on your own side of the ring when you're touching yourself. I don't want to see that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Tank has my hands busy.
Trust Never me. Mind.
Well, Rome, we should be joined shortly by Susie the Elf.
Excellent. Love it when Boss Lady drops in.
Boss Lady, y'all better behave now, you hear?
Damn. Yeah, behave or no peach cobbler for you. Nothing. Zilch. Who gets naughty and deserve even less. So what else can you tell us about your new company, Doug?
Well, we're going to have three brands, three different shows, and we're going to have brand wars. Got to have brand wars. Hopefully, with the way that I'm promoting it, it'll get big pretty soon. But right now, we're just sitting at 10. So, but hell, I ran Wild and I ran FLF when they first started. Got them up to 100 members easy, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get at least 100.
It shouldn't be too hard to do that. I really don't think so. Like I said, man, write me something up, something I can promote, and yeah, man, I'll run with it.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. So if there's any times that you can't be on air, and I am, yeah. Sorry, trying to roll a joint. Yes, Big Bowden, it does sound like Warthog's on air, probably because he is on air. Wow. Sorry.
Bowden's a good kid. Bowden's
sorry about
kid.
That. I got
yeah,
dropped.
Bowden's going places, man. Like, you know, he just needs to be trained up a little bit, strengthen his storylining, a little more trash talk, and he's got it. He's on his way.
Oh, yeah. He just needs to be a little more vicious.
Mm-hmm.
What'd I miss?
Big Bowden.
Oh, I got dropped on my own show. That's pretty freaking funny. I love Skype.
Happened to me a couple of times. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, it's awesome. At least it didn't kerfuffle it up.
Nope.
So, I got you in the ring there, Mr. Dog, sir. Where do you do your best work? Other than the ring, like, say you're a company owner now or a storyliner, where do you find your inner peace? Where in WU, other than the ring, do you find your inner peace?
I like writing promos. Love writing promos.
Oh,
yeah.
So sitting chilling, cutting a promo.
He's had two scenes this week alone. You know, and they've flown.
I do it all the time, man. I try to do at least once, one every couple days. a promo.
Look the fuck out for Dog, because he's a barking.
Well, I don't have a song played or I'd load up Doggy Style on that one.
Never mind.
Well, I'm also I'm in the works of doing custom ring music for anybody that needs it. My manager is a musician, so, and he does everything himself.
Yeah. He does some good work. I will say that. Quite talented. Good drummer. Everything else is good. No, don't get me wrong. He plays all the other instruments really, 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 really well, but I'm a big drum fan, so. There you go. His music is just as vicious.
Oh. Well, guys, that cuts me off tonight. I'm going to have to go.
Are you done?
But thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Take her easy. See you in the ring.
Later.
Later, Gator. Oh, good hearing from Dog. But yeah, people, check out Balls to the Walls Wrestling. And like I said, it may be a new budding company. It is a little small, but with a little love, shall grow. I will put that link in the chat again for y'all.
Really?
Yeah, really. So if people, you know what to do. You scroll all the way up to the top of the screen and you hit the handy dandy blue Skype button or use your anytime minutes on your cell phone and dial 646-478-0073. Get to calling.
Excuse me.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, boss lady. Hey, boss lady.
I'm here. Where's everybody else?
I'm here.
We got Sean. We got me.
I don't know what happened to Realm. Realm just kind of vanished.
Mm-hmm.
He messaged me. He keeps dropping. I'm trying to get in. I'm multitasking, and, you know, that doesn't always work so well for me.
I'm just reassuring him.
What are we talking about?
For some reason, we are talking about serenity and where you find your serenity, whether it be making people bloody in the ring, whether it be storylining, GMing, company owning, you know, where do you get your joy from?
No wonder. Sorry. No wonder it says there's nothing in the studio. I signed in with the wrong account.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I get for coming in, you know, an hour late and discombobulated.
It's all good, boss lady.
Hey, I had a class to teach, so.
Ooh, what'd you teach?
A referee recertification class.
Oh, shit, that's right, too. Okay, he can't even get in on Skype. It won't even let him call in.
Okay,
hold on. I'll tell him.
I got it.
You going to pull him?
I can't.
Damn it.
I can't. I don't have the chat up yet. Is everybody in the chat? Do they hear us?
Hold on. Can you hear us, motherfuckers? I'll look to see.
All right.
I'm asking them manually as well.
Yes. Can you hear us? I can hear you.
You're on the call. Of course you can hear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We've got two people. People can hear us. No problem. No problem there. Excellent.
Well, Susie, while you're trying to get everything going, I want to make the announcement again. You weren't here earlier. October 1st, PWR Slam's one-year anniversary on the Back to Basics Radio Network. It will be one half of the greatest tag team to ever roam the earth, Road Warrior Animal. And because his partner died in the month of October, we are going to do, with his permission, a very special tribute to Road Warrior Hawk.
Excellent.
Also, that night, we are working on getting a female, and if we get enough people to fill the slot, we may, with the approval of Boss Lady, do a four-hour anniversary spectacular.
Okay, I have a question for you. How are you going to do a four-hour show?
Yeah.
You can only do 3 hours live unless you're going to do two separate shows.
Ah, I did not know that.
That's why I didn't give you an answer. I didn't know.
Okay. You can do up to 3 hours live with 1 hour of the after party, which is where it continues to record, but it can only be heard in the replay.
Yeah, in the archive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we might do just 3 hours. We'll do an hour with maybe do an hour with Animal, an hour for the tribute, and the other hour with a female if we can get one. I'm trying to work on getting former NWA World Women's Champion Mischief. She works for me. She's married to Michael Elgin, so I'm trying to see if I can pull some strings and get her to come on. I know she's a crazy, crazy worker because she's actually a gene biologist in the real world.
Wicked. That's really neat.
So, and next week, Susie, I don't know if you saw the announcement, we're going to have Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No,
Rosie. he used to be with Hurricane. He was a superhero in training. Big black guy he had with him, dressed in long johns and a long sleeve and a makeshift cape.
I don't know who. I'm sorry, but I don't know who that is.
It's okay. His brother is Roman Reigns.
Oh shit! Okay. That's cool.
So, it'll be another good one. All right, I'm done. I'm gonna shut up and let Susie take her show
please,
back.
Sean.
Okay, so Serenity, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think of Serenity. I think of Firefly, but that's just me.
Yeah. I can see where you would think Firefly. Totally. I totally understand that. I myself find it in beating the shit out of people and leaving them bloody and bruised and staring at the ceiling lights when I'm done.
Let's see, what brings me Serenity in WU? Judge going on to the feed and me not getting defanned.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez.
I don't bring you any Serenity.
Oh, he's back. Darn it.
Oh, jeez, good.
Hi, Rome.
Mr. Rome.
No, you bring chaos.
Ask anybody in chat tonight, anybody on air, have I brought any chaos this evening?
I didn't say this evening.
Hey,
I just said, you know... You bring chaos, just a general statement.
I do not. Much.
much. That much.
Okay, I'm stepping back so when the lightning strikes you, it doesn't hit me too.
Exactly, man. Yeah.
I think that guy already went to bed tonight with the lightning.
Yeah, we had
a
good lightning
show. People in chat.
Yes, we do. We are up to 23. My lucky number.
You get lucky when you're 23.
I don't have a lucky number.
Mine's 13.
I don't have a lucky number. They're all equally unlucky or lucky or whatever.
Okay. Susie, Link did post pictures of Rosie in the chat. Well, I linked to show pictures of Rosie in the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell.
That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to remember who. I want to know who it is. If they're if they're fairly newish.
No, they're old.
Oh.
It's old.
Yeah, well, they have to kind of be middle for me to know who they are.
Yeah.
It can't be too new. It can't be too old. You know, kind of somewhere in between.
Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with Rosie.
It's all good.
So did you answer that Serenity question, Suze?
I told you. I already said. Obviously, duh. You never
humor
listen.
Humor me.
I forgot
Tank,
what I said.
Have I bugged Susie once tonight when she was not here, Tank?
Not that I can think.
See, it's been a polite, full, serenity-filled evening, Suze. So.
Oh, I know what I said. What brings me serenity? What brings me serenity is when Judge goes on the feed and I don't get defanged.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening to you again.
Oh, you're such a dink. Such a dink.
Well, now all he can do is listen.
Oh, don't cross the boss. No cobbler for you.
Fine, I'll behave. So in WU, Susie dear, where do you do your best work? Where do you find your most serenity?
When I go home.
So when you leave WU, that's when the best serenity happens for you?
Well,
because
I think he's in Detroit or something like that, and he lost power.
What was that, Suze?
Yeah, Leia.
Yeah, when I go home, you know, WU is not about serenity. It's about beating the living daylights out of people.
So Susie just likes to slap us around, and that's where she finds her serenity.
No, that's not where I find serenity. I said when I go home, that's my...
See, if I was going home this spicy with all that body hair, that wouldn't be serenity.
So, you know, just because I have somebody and you don't be jealous.
Oh, damn.
Well, I'm working on it. I just got to boot some hippie to the curb and then all will be well.
Are you talking about Shell again? Are you still trying to get with Shell?
I didn't say any names. I never dropped any names anywhere.
I know you didn't. I'm just asking you for clarification.
For clarification? Really?
Yes.
You make me go there again? Well, if I have to have the...
You're still trying to get... You think you would learn?
It wasn't about learning. I gave the blonde-haired wonder a chance to try to make, you know, life better for himself.
Oh, come on now.
By throwing
really?
A match that he asked me to lose at the pay-per-view so he could keep his lovely, vivacious wife. Which I did, and I'm still regretting. He has not shown any worth towards said lady. So, yes, to answer your question, Susie, yes.
Sorry, I feel better now.
Yeah,
I'm finding serenity.
Oh, by the way, Tank, the day you're not stoned is the day I get back with Dad. That ain't happening.
I know, that's what you were saying, but honestly, I wasn't stoned at the time. I was eating dinner. I swear.
Wow.
I was eating. So, actually, no, that doesn't count because I had the munchies caused by being stoned, so therefore I was stoned. All right, you're right. You're right. You got me.
Aren't I usually?
Usually? I owe you a diet Powerade.
You can answer that one, Tank. I'm not gonna.
No, she is. She's usually right. Well, when it comes to me, she's right. But I was thinking, she's pretty on spot. Kind of
like Johnny
says,
I'm always behaving. It's a funny laugh. You should just put lipstick on, go up to Shifty's ass, LA's ass, Morgan's ass, kiss them right on their ass, and they can tattoo their your lips on their ass. That way your lips will always be on the boss's asses.
Wow.
You said on she said on air that she kisses their ass.
I heard it.
Tate, you said it live on air.
Okay, yes. Okay, about kissing the boss's asses. Yes, indeed, I do. I do kiss LA's ass, and sometimes I kiss Shifty's ass, too. But it is what it is. I kiss your ass.
Sean, I'm not lying.
Shot with an arrow.
See, I mean...
She even kisses my ass. Can I get this song on the show? Give me a minute. 2 weeks later, I finally got her the song. She's like, it took you long enough.
Yeah,
so see, do I need to go back and,
No.
I can find that episode. I think it was on Asylum Radio.
Yeah, it was. It was last week, I think, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I know. I kissed Morgan's ass that night, too. I just don't want to get killed, that's all.
See, the list keeps going on.
Hey, man.
And on.
Yeah, he holds the meds. Okay, I'm just going to shut up now.
I'm just trying to think whose ass Tank hasn't kissed on the feed, never mind the boss's ass.
Oh. Now.
Is it, okay, Tank, is that how you find your serenity?
No, not by getting my nose all brown, no. No.
I had to ask, because, I mean, you just keep naming more and more people.
Well, they're big names. Come on now.
So that makes me think that that's where you find serenity.
No. Okay, well, yeah, can we go serenitize somebody else now?
No. I'm enjoying this line of conversation.
If she's sitting on those coattails of the boss's Sue's, as she's getting pulled along, it makes her easy to kiss. Since she doesn't have to waste the energy chasing, she's already attached to him.
Well, true. She got quiet. I think we found a way to quiet. Make Tank quiet.
She gets quiet when she's puckering.
There you go.
Oh, damn. Yeah, like I said, I'm just going to sit here and smoke my joint now. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we do know that she finds serenity there.
Yeah. Finds serenity.
Tank, you got to change your name to Serenity for a week.
Oh, my God.
Serenity Girl.
Yeah. The second week, it's got to be Ass Kissers Anonymous.
No, won't be having any of that.
Tanky,
where do you find Serenity Realm?
That's your new name, Tanky. You are Tanky Tank Licker.
Tanky Tank Licker?
No, okay. I said Tanky Taint Licker.
I ain't no taint licker. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Angel. Have a good night. Sleep sweet.
Night
hey,
Miss Malice.
Angel, don't leave just yet. Guess who's joined Megatropolis?
Who joined Megatropolis?
Guess.
You?
Yep.
Yay. You got the boss lady on your team now. Wicked. Who? Well, if you listen, Angel, you'll find out.
Well, remember, there's a delay.
Yeah.
Oh, really? He's there? Can I have a stip match with him? And if he doesn't hold up to the stips, then he will. You have to fire him. Cause
that'll be all right.
Oh yeah. We have it. You know where I find serenity? Here's another way I find serenity. Dumbass is getting fired for not following their stips.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha.
So that would affect treatment too? Rowdy doesn't want to host a show.
Rowdy is listening out, and he's going to not host Judge and Caden.
Excuse me. Fuck.
That's not very way to him. See, he would have had so much fun with those two knuckleheads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I will be honest, I didn't really try very hard in the match. The fails kept kicking my butt, though. I mean, honestly, the fails were pretty bad for me. But, you know, either way, I won because Judge and Caden had to put up with him for 2 weeks, or I had a personal slave for 2 weeks. I won. And then, now that he's backing out of the match, I win again. Or he didn't back out of the match. He's backing out of the stips. And Mordrin said if he backs out of the stips, he's gone.
Mordrin's going to lose his stepson? What the hell?
Wait, his what?
Oh, come on. Rowdy and Mordrin are cut from the same loincloth. Come on. Really?
Wow.
I don't figure that out yet.
No. Duffy, no.
I'm glad Mordrin wasn't here to hear that.
Oh, I'll tell him the timestamp on the show. I'll personally deliver it to him. Personally.
No, we're talking about, well, I don't know, never mind. Chat's talking about something else. Never mind. I'm lost. I'm just kind of here.
See, Serenity is like a shiny Tissues, I guess.
You know what happens Tuesday?
Tuesday. This Tuesday, next Tuesday, 3 Tuesdays from now, and
this coming Tuesday.
Nope.
HRB is going to be mad.
You'd be mad too if you wore that ugly robe all the time. But why would he be mad?
What debuts on TV on Tuesday?
Okay. You got to throw me some more crumbs here. This is Realm you're talking to.
Tank,
right?
I'm
really?
Surprised you're not jumping all over this one.
Tank.
I'm going to guess some boring-ass TV show.
She's not muted. She's not dropped.
No, she's muted herself. So, yeah, say again. I was typing in chat, so, yeah.
Guess
Shut
what
up,
happens folks. Tuesday?
What happens on Tuesday? HRB? What?
I'm really, what happens Tuesday night that's going to make HRB irritated?
Football? I don't know.
Seriously, Hank, you don't know what comes on Tuesday night?
Okay, is it Doctor Who?
No. What's one of your favorite shows?
Well, is it Arrow? Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Susie, she hasn't got a
final season.
Final season of Sons of Anarchy.
Took her freaking long enough.
Yeah, well, I think that too. Walking Dead is... Yeah. SOA starts up again on the 9th of this month, and October 12th is The Walking Dead. I can't...
Yes, and there's a new zombie show coming on
Sci-Fi's
Z Nation.
I heard about Z Nation on Sci-Fi.
The preview of it looks scary because there's a zombie baby. And they're like, kill it! And they're like, no, you go kill it! And then the damn thing comes out and attacks them.
Zombies aren't my thing.
Well, they weren't my thing either until I watched a show about killing them.
No, still not my thing.
Try baking.
Oh, don't
that.
You know? Don't you know, Susie? The zombie apocalypse is real.
Shut your mouth, man. It's bath salts.
Shut who's what, where, why?
What, when, why, who, and where?
What?
It'll be right
there. Come on, did she find a shiny, really?
What did you say? I can't hear you.
I'll figure it out later.
Wow, 11 minutes left and she gets for the door? Really?
Really?
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of serenity your son got there tonight, Tank. I think that has more pent-up aggression instead of serenity. You really got to get him some chill pills or some X-lax so he can clean out his system so he can find his inner shit.
I'll give him a couple dozen cinnamon buns. He'll be all right.
Oh, I don't want to hear about your buns. What?
That is
cinnamon
the weirdest
buns.
Thing
Let
that I have ever seen.
Ever.
I have seen a lot of weird pizzas, but a pretzel crust pizza with cheese sauce on it and then regular sauce? No, that don't even look good.
No, that sounds really good. I really want to try that pretzel pizza. The cheese sauce? I think it's cheese sauce instead of tomato sauce and then
it's
cheese
like a
on
nacho
top,
cheese sauce.
Sounds really good. Looks really good. And I'm not a big pizza eater. I can't have it, right? So the cheese just makes me ill. But I'd
I
try
you're
it.
Ill and crack.
Yeah, crack. I can eat two pieces and be ill. That's hilarious.
No, that doesn't. Yeah, just doesn't.
Pizza. It sounds good to me, though.
Oh,
really
no, I love pizza.
I know. Just all that doesn't sound appetizing to you.
But the cheese sauce, no.
Yeah.
Even though the tomato sauce upsets my stomach.
Yeah. But people put
ranch
sauce. People use ranch sauce instead of tomato sauce. Or they'll use HP, which is a steak sauce. Yeah, they'll use that instead of...
I posted the link in the chat.
It's Little Caesars. That's right.
See, listening to Happy Hours upsets my tummy, so I can understand.
Oh. you're just wrong. That's evil.
Susie said I'm not happy unless I'm picking somebody off.
This is true.
It's all good on B2B. Polite, friendly, family entertainment once a week, whether you want to be here or not. Honest, guys. Really? Where else can you go for free and have this much fun?
That is true. I'll show you guys a place where I get a pizza locally. Oh, my God. This place is so amazing. It's one advantage of living back up here again, but...
Amadio's is our best pizza.
You bet.
See, up here, since we're going to keep it, Santa Lucia is up here.
Yeah.
Sorry, sorry.
It's better than two for one.
Yeah, pizza is like serenity. Yes.
But honestly, people, I don't really eat pizza just because I'm lactose intolerant. So I can't have it.
And Sean can understand eating pie is total serenity.
Well, that kind of pie for him, yeah. Pussy pie for me, thanks.
Wow.
TMI? TMI?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hey, I had a full one assholeism out of my ass tonight. That was it. That was all. Oh, I got 7 minutes left. I'm not playing a song. Sean's done his promo. Tank's done his promo. Susie hasn't done her promos. I'm not getting to those yet. What the frick? Okay, Sean, we're going to go random questions for you and Tank to entertain the folks in the world.
Oh, you want me to entertain the folks? Really?
Random questions. But it can't be a thinking type answer. You can't pull a Tank and think for 3 days and get back to us.
Oh, fuck off, asshole.
3 shows later about the one question. So it's random rapid fire questions from anywhere and everywhere. Everybody understand?
Yes.
No.
Oh, Susie's back. I'm going to ask anyway. You awake, Susie?
I'm here.
Good. Rapid fire questions. You got to think of the first thing that comes to your head. Okay, Susie? I'm going to go around the room.
You want me to fucking answer them?
Well, everybody gets a turn. I'll call your name and then the question. Who do you want to smack in the head most, Sean? Don't
Robbie
go Tank.
Garrison.
I need an answer. Susie, who do you want to coddle the most?
Call out?
Coddle.
Coddle nobody.
So spicy. That was good. Okay. Tank, what do you want to do the most?
Who do I want to be the most?
Do.
No, do.
Who do I want to do the most? Cassie Joe.
Sean, what's your favorite radio station?
104.9.
Did you fire his ass? He did not answer B2B.
Answer his ass. Favorite radio station, you numpty.
He didn't even say Power Slam. Are you kidding me? You call yourself cocky, conceited, and arrogant, and your favorite radio station isn't your own? Really, Sean? Are you fucking kidding me?
You want to get high?
That's me. That's me. Want to get a hat?
Even I know that answer there, numpty.
Fucking
Susie, what's
right.
The best
oh,
radio
see,
station?
Oh, she's stealing my fucking catchphrases again, numpty. Fucker.
Back to basics.
My understanding, that's not a that's a common phrase,
yeah,
in Canada, so you can't claim that as a catchphrase.
It's Scottish. It's Scottish, actually. But yeah,
okay,
we
whatever.
Do
It's a common it's a common phrase. Maybe not in the U.S.,
yeah.
But...
All right.
Are we ready?
Yes.
And Sean dropped the ball, which, you know, you shouldn't do in a shower in a male prison. So when you get out of there, Sean,
mind.
Answer the questions right. Susie, dear, you still here?
I'm here.
Who's your favorite co-host? You better answer this right, Susie.
The Great Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Muted.
The Great Red Dragon. You can use that answer for a
unmuted.
Who has the best voice? The Great Red Dragon. Who makes the best promos? The Great Red Dragon.
Tank.
What?
Tank.
I only have one more. Come on. Who's the best voice talent? The Great Red Dragon. There you go.
Susie, play nice. I only muted you once.
I've muted you 3 times, and your point is?
3's my OCD number. Way to go.
I don't know. It's all good. But anyhow, Susie, we got Sean screwed up because his radio show sucks. So he says, you know, just saying. We haven't done our promos yet, Susie. So would you put the serenity-ness from your heart into the promos if you got that loaded up but somewhere by chance for those
yes.
companies we support? Would you mind?
Fairytale Wrestling, WeLoveWrestling.com, The Candy Shop, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, For UK Wrestling, Alternate Wrestling Entertainment, Raven's Big Money Wrestling, RNRW Rock and Roll Wrestling, Network Wrestling Alliance, Dark Side Wrestling Federation, World Championship Wrestling, The Unstoppable Lounge, BFL Takeout, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, Hardcore Cool Wrestling, NAWF, Nitro Extreme.
Oops.
Somebody interrupt the boss, or the boss done?
No, somebody interrupted the boss.
Somebody unmuted herself.
All right, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Nitro Extreme Wrestling Underground, oops, that was, I thought I got rid of that one. Roundhouse Shattered Dream, Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, Finger Wrestling Warriors, Midwest Wrestling Alliance, NMOD Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, Back to Basics Wrestling, Global International Wrestling, World Independent Wrestling Federation, Courtney's Playhouse, Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF, Carnival of Pain, Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Howie Mad Productions, and Breaking Point Wrestling.
Excellent. So we got some more that have been out in chat tonight, Sue, that you don't know of, that people will be getting in touch. We got Balls to the Walls Wrestling from War Dog. Maddie's got a new one, and there's a couple more. I think Lincoln said he's got a one coming up for the list. So, people, you want your name on our board, you want your name on our show, come out, support us, we'll support you guys. It's all about WU. Radio and WU are the same entity. They're not different. Unless you're in happy hours and it's no fun either way. Sorry, what was that?
Blog Talk Lady said we have 90 seconds.
Excellent. So we got happy hours tomorrow night. I think it's 10 p.m. Eastern with
yes.
Candy, Shifty, and Lord what? No Candy?
No Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Shifty and what's his face?
Lord, I'm addicted to hair gel.
Yes. The Rowdy Harrison wannabe there, the blonde guy.
Really?
We got probably Truth Show tomorrow night. Yeah, I did. Truth Show tomorrow night. We got HRB next week, even though he's going to be pissed. We got Power Slam Wrestling. Anybody I'm forgetting, Sue's?
Asylum Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Soccer Funded, KCOH. And there's possibly a new show coming soon.
Really?
You
don't
say.
A new
show?
Hint.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying.
Cool.
All good. So, Susie, you want to send us on out? I'll shut up for once.
No, go ahead.
Thanks for coming out, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Susie's fans of all ages. We've got 16 seconds left. Thank you for turning into B2B with Susie, myself, Sean, Wardog, and Tank. Thanks for being here, guys. Tune in next week.
Good night, everybody.
Keep your stick on the ice.
And we're in the after party. And I'm sorry, guys. I'm muting for a minute because I need to eat something. I haven't eaten, so I'll be right back.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I ate a few. I was eating the bacon poutine chips from Lay's, and I thought I was muted.
I see.
But it wasn't. Oh, the tzatziki ones are thorough. It's like cream of garlic.
You know,
only got
we
the small bags
in America,
of
we have here in America, we have New Lay's cappuccino
chips from Lay's.
Yep.
Oh, I want to try the cinnamon bun and the chocolate dip.
We don't have the cinnamon bun. We have bacon, macaroni, and cheese, wasabi,
yeah.
Wild ginger.
Ew, wasabi and ginger?
Yeah.
What was the first one with cheese?
Bacon, macaroni, and cheese.
Bacon, macaroni, and cheese. Have the jalapeno macaroni and cheese. That sounds like it would be all right. The bland?
The cappuccino ones were really, really good. They did a really good job with the flavoring. It was just, once you got down to the chip, you got that potato taste. And there was no way to get rid of that. So, you know, it really tasted like really good coffee, but
yeah.
Then you got down to the chip, and it was like, okay, this sucks.
But another bag of chips.
Wait, you're
really
eating potato chips,
mm-hmm.
and you're complaining it tastes like potato chips?
Yeah.
That doesn't jive.
Who's a jive turkey? Hello?
Where's that here?
Oh, here. Yeah, but the tzatziki.
I'm still eating.
The tzatziki is really garlicky. It's really, really, really garlicky. Like, strong. But I really, even if I can just get a slice of the soft pretzel crust pizza, that'd be all right.
Mm.
No, it doesn't say that it has, it doesn't have any tomato sauce. It's just creamy cheddar cheese sauce, a blend of 100% real cheese, pepperoni, finished with an irresistible four-cheese gourmet blend of Asiago, Fontina, Parmesan, and white cheddar.
Mmm.
Sounds really fucking good. Oh my god, that would kill me.
Should you order it?
Yeah. That would totally kill me because I am entirely lactose intolerant. So that's a shitload of cheese. And if they stuff the crust, I'm really screwed.
No,
you
man,
don't
man,
get
man,
it, Tank. He asked, are you going to order? Because, well, you know, it's
I'll
no fun if you have to explain it.
Four times.
Oh, man. Sorry, I see his pizza.
I posted
I can see his pizza.
If you guys are still in it, that's my local pizza restaurant up here, and it's really, really good.
Mmm.
They actually sell their sauce in stores up here.
That's cool.
And they've got they make the pretty much the same recipe, but you can buy it in the freezer and bake it at home. Also,
that looks really, really, really good.
It's really, 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 really greasy, but it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, that we had this one place downtown called Big Slice, and literally we used
and
to
then this, is, this is what they're famous for. This was like one of the weirdest things that I had ever seen. It's actually a spaghetti pizza.
I know, I saw that in one of the pictures, the spaghetti pizza. That looks really, really good. But we used to have this one place called Big Slice. And what it was is we used to fold the slice in half, and we'd drip the grease off it, and then we'd blot it with a napkin. Nay, yeah. It was that bad. And it wasn't very good. It's still there. I haven't been there in years.
Okay, that spaghetti pizza does look good.
Mm-hmm. Spaghetti pizza looks fantastic.
Yeah, it is kind of good. They got spaghetti noodles on it and sauce and meatballs and.
It does. It looks good. Looks like I might even be able to handle the dust.
Yeah, because there's not a shit ton of cheese.
Yeah. It's all good. It's
all
good.
Seriously, so all of a sudden one day I was eating cheese and I got really sick. I grew into it.
I don't eat fish, and my parents think I'm nuts because I won't touch seafood. I can eat popcorn shrimp, and I like that. If you give me that, I'm okay. But fish of any kind, nope.
I love fish. It's all in how you cook it, to be honest. Catfish isn't all that fishy. Just try catfish. Cajun style. We just put it... You can go to your fish dude and get it done Cajun. And you just wrap it in foil. You can use whatever kind of oil you want, or butter even if you want. Throw some onions in there. I like green peppers and green onions too. And just throw it for barbecue. Really good. Dude,
I've been making a lot of different stuff because I've been trying to find different recipes. And one of the things I made here about a week ago was this. Hold on.
Okay. What is it? Well, show me.
I'm getting it.
Get it.
Get
it. Getting hungry. Getting hungry again. Oh, it's loading, but I can't do what it is. Ooh, meatballs so fast. Oh, that does get meatballs. Meatballs. You make a sub, you leave them open. Yeah, that looks good.
It was. It was really, really, really good.
That would so kill me. Seriously. That would so kill me. Like, I wouldn't even get through a piece, and I'd be like, oh, man, I'm done. Oh, yeah. Me and cheese? No. We don't agree. But I like cheese. I eat in small doses, but no. But I really can't eat it. I'll be honest, I can't eat it.
Yeah, you would die if you even had a slice of the pretzel.
Oh. But I would, that's the thing. I'd still eat it. I can have cold pizza, it's not that bad.
Cold pizza.
Cold KFC. I'm hungry again. Stop.
I am too. And my link card doesn't come on for another fucking 2 hours, which really is shitty.
Crappy.
I know. Because they're like, I was like, I found fish sticks to feed my dad. He came up at like 5 and was like, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. And I looked in the freezer and I was like, okay, you have fish sticks. Here's 5 fish sticks. Or 5
oh, Jesus.
Fish Here's 5
oh,
fish fillets. And I'll make you some beans and I'll find something later. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to wait till my card comes on. Go get something to eat.
Mm. Fish sticks.
And then I'm going shopping tomorrow.
No, I want fish sticks. Thanks, man.
Oh, well. So on that note, I think I'm going to bail because I got to deliver my daughter to her mom. So.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and end the show. Thank you, everybody that tuned in live and all of our archive listeners here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Be sure to catch all the great shows here on the station. And if you're not sure when they are, check out our Facebook page. Just look for Back to Basics Radio Network and go to the notes section and check out all the great shows we have. And be looking for the new ones here to come soon. And with that, we are done. And, Round, anything you want to say?
Good night, WEU.
All right. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Night.
Bye.